talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out.
I don't know about you all, but the stuff Donald Trump says makes me lose my mind, out of my mind. But I'm glad I've got my good friend Dom Salvia here to keep my feet firmly planted on terra firma. Folks, I'm Maggie Dwan. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's take some calls, shall we, Dominic? We
got let's do it. Yeah.
Good friends on the line. Gary from Sussex, you had some comments about a sustainability wage.
Yes. I am a private business owner, which I think you know. I'm an HVAC guy. Dom knows it. Dom saw me climbing up the ladder and they're taking bets whether I was going to fall off or not. Remember
that? You won, man. Well done.
I didn't fall. Okay. So I work hard. I started out making $4 an hour as an HVAC guy. I worked my way up to a manager. Then I worked my way up to being a private owner. I pay my guys well. Okay, they get $40 an hour. They work hard. Now, I also have guys that make $10 an hour because they don't want to work and they don't show up for work. Anybody in this country, if you work hard and show up on time, volunteer to work on Saturdays or Sundays, you're going to get to be an assistant manager, then you'll be a regular manager, and who knows what's going to happen. You have to work hard in this country.
Gary, let me just ask you, first of all, why do you keep the guys on the payroll that you pay 10 bucks to? Do you think they might show up on Saturdays and on time if you paid them 40 bucks an hour? It's partially a rhetorical question. And Gary, have you ever talked with people who do work very hard and they are not getting ahead? Because I promise you, sir, those people are aplenty. Like, do you believe that there are people that work hard and don't get ahead, that don't get promoted to manager, that people are working hard and still suffering?
People who work hard and want to get ahead, if they don't get ahead in that job, they'll move on. Same thing with me. If my guys, if I don't pay them enough, they'll move on to someplace else. No, I know that they're good. I'm willing to pay them a very good wage to do a good job. And
I think at base, Gary, I just say this. It sounds like we agree that we agree with the fundamental premise, right? That we agree that if people are willing to work a good hard 40, 50 hours a week, that they should be able to earn a wage that would sustain one single adult with no children. It sounds like we agree about that. And you're saying, well, some people don't work hard. Assume that my premise doesn't apply to those people. If we're talking about people that are willing to work a hard 40 to 50 hours, it sounds like you and I agree that we should be able to pay them an actual wage that somebody can live on.
Right. And my guys work really hard and they buy new cars. They live in houses. They got nice big lots. They live out.
Yeah. That 40 bucks an hour and benefits. They live out in where? Anyways, it sounds like to me that Gary and I agree that folks that work hard should earn a actual living wage. And Dom, I've heard you and I have chatted about this before, and I fundamentally have this to say. Listen, if your business can't withstand paying people a living wage, maybe your business model ain't good.
Yeah.
Right. Or the market doesn't support that product that you're selling at that price point. Right. It's this fundamental, I ask folks all the time, hey, when you go to Walmart, do you buy the $300 microwave that was entirely made in America? Or do you buy the microwave that's 75 bucks with exactly the same power that had all of its parts imported from somewhere else? And it was just what do you buy? Because at some point in time, the market tests whether or not you can actually sustain that business model by paying people a fair wage.
Well, the other side of that business model is by not paying a fair wage or by manipulating the system, keeping them under a certain amount of hours, those kinds of things. Well, you can essentially put those folks onto the public dole, right? Because now they're getting safety net benefits. So in a sense, if you're not as an employer paying those living wages, you're essentially subsidizing your payment by putting them onto the very thing that lots of folks complain about, the social safety net system. It's part of the business plan. That should not be the case.
Let's take another call. Jack from Merrimack, you're on the Maggie Don Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Just very quickly, the accusation that Trump makes that Democrats are retaliating against Republican states, which is, there's no evidence of that, but that's the accusation that Trump has made. That follows a very clear fascist statement made by Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's minister of propaganda. And the statement is, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. Because Trump's whole campaign is based on retribution, revenge. That's it.
Yeah, and accusing. It is a right out of the Goebbels playbook. You accuse the other side of the things that you are actively doing yourself. Donald Trump has said, I'm going to seek revenge. I'm going to get even. He said that he would consider withholding benefits from democratically run states. He said that.
Right. Like literally. So that he is again projecting the same philosophy that he has espoused and putting it onto this current administration, which has there's no evidence that that's in fact the case. Of course, it would be asinine to do ever, but also certainly in an election year. Come on, man.
Come on, man. That's Dom Savia. You can check out his show next from 4 to 6 every Monday through Friday. Remember, folks, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together here on the Civic Media Radio Network.